I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Please, just let me go. Please.
You need to keep walking. I said don't stop!
An idea, a mental image of what a killer looks like. And I would say for the most part, they're probably similar for everyone. But that's so far from the truth. They're normal, average, everyday people. They don't look like monsters.
Sandy Jeffers was a 25-year-old college student attending University of Tennessee.
She had already gotten one undergraduate degree and was just a day or so away from graduating with a degree in anthropology.
She was always dedicated to her academics. In high school, she was the valedictorian. She was really quiet, really shy. She kept to herself. When she wasn't in school or she wasn't working, she was with her boyfriend, James.
Dave!
Hey, where are you coming from?
Anthropology.
They dated probably about 5 years. So yeah, they were serious.
You got that paperback today, didn't you? What'd you get on it? You got an A, right? Of course you did. Do you ever get a B?
Yes, but I'd rather not get one.
I know. Hey, you want to come over tonight?
No. I mean, I do, of course I do, but I have to study and I have to go to work, so I really gotta stay focused.
Come on. Am I ever gonna get to see you? Just let me come over tonight, I'll only stay for a minute.
James, don't make this any harder on me.
Okay, all right. Well, I can see that you have a lot to do, so I will see you tomorrow.
You sure? It'll all be over soon, okay?
When Sandy Jeffers isn't studying, she works as a teller at a local credit union.
The kind of work ethic that she had, her intelligence, her faith, you know, she was this sort of quintessential East Tennessee girl that we all want in our family.
Here you go, Miss Collins. You have a nice weekend. Hi there. How can I help you today?
I need to cash this check. Sandy.
Sure. No problem.
You don't work here every day, do you?
A stalker has a really screwed up sense of reality. They believe a relationship exists when it doesn't.
No, sir, I don't.
You live around here?
$305.
They operate in a fantasy world.
Well, I do live nearby. Maybe I will see you around then?
Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
No, thanks. But, I do hope I'll see you around.
A stalker believes that this person really does want him or her. They just haven't figured it out yet.
Hi there. How can I help you today?
Just need to cash a check.
Sure, no problem.
With graduation looming and a master's degree within her grasp, Sandy has no time to relax. Working at the bank and studying consumes her 24/7.
It was the kind of week for Sandy Jeffers that was a real beginning point. She had achieved a lot. She had her future sort of mapped out with this master's program and a future career. This would have been one of the milestones of her life that week.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, okay. I am. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Hello? Hey, sweetie. Yeah, I'm fine. No, nothing's wrong. I promise, the phone just startled me, that's it.
Sandy's typical day has her arriving home at her off-campus apartment around 6 p.m., and then she hits the books. But on the night of May 5th, 2003, her routine hits a snag.
Bill. Junk mail. Oh, look, another bill.
Enclosed in a letter from her bank is one of her personal checks. A check that she didn't write.
Someone had forged one of her checks at a Walmart there in Blount County.
And when she looks through her checkbook, she notices some other checks are also missing.
Hey, sweetie, it's me. Listen, I just got an overdraft letter on one of my checks, but I didn't write it. And there are checks missing from my checkbook. You wouldn't have... No, I know. But maybe someone took it out of my backpack.
She didn't mention it. She didn't mention it to any of us. I know she just didn't want to worry us. But Sandy realized the checks had bounced on that Monday. That's also when she noticed the window latch.
This is the last thing I needed before finals. I love you too. Sweet dreams.
I don't believe Sandy really realized the seriousness of it. And I don't think she really had a grasp on what had happened, other than she knew her checks had been stolen and used, and I think she thought that was the extent of it.
Hi, Sandy.
I don't believe she ever knew that she was being stalked.
Yeah.
She never suspected.
Why her? There will never be an answer to that. It's like a lightning strike. You don't know when it's going to hit or who it's going to hit. And how rare is it for lightning to hit anyone? But in this case, Sandy Jeffers got hit by lightning.
I'm going to see you real soon, I promise.
...25-year-old Sandy Jeffers was just 5 days away from graduating from the University of Tennessee when she received a letter from her bank, an overdraft statement for a personal check that she didn't write.
I'm sure that she was unnerved and worried about her finances, but I don't know that she would have at all thought, I'm a target for a stalker.
That Monday, she noticed the window latch. That's when she called the police.
So, here's the check. And here's my checkbook. There are a couple checks that have just been ripped out. I'm not sure when it happened, where it even happened.
Does anybody else have access to your checkbook? Friends, boyfriend, roommates?
I live alone. And, well, my boyfriend has access to my apartment, but I talked to him last night and he didn't do it. I mean, James wouldn't do something like this in a million years.
Have you noticed anything else missing in the apartment?
No, I don't think so. Well, not that I've noticed anyway.
Mind if I take a look around?
No, please.
You seen anybody just sort of hanging around here lately? Somebody looks like they don't belong?
I don't know, not really. I mean, there's all kinds of people that live here, so people are always coming and going. I've already called the landlady about it, and I've ordered one of those security bars online, so it should be here soon.
Well, I'll file this report and I'll follow up with you in a couple days. In the meantime, just make sure you keep everything locked and keep your eyes open.
The next morning, Sandy goes about her business as usual. But what she doesn't realize is her checks aren't the only items that have been taken.
He had broken into her apartment at least 3 times. And he would take trophies. He took some CDs. He took underwear. He took just little things that you would think, why? But it was a piece of her. It was part of her. So when he took her things, they were connected. And from the moment that this assailant fixated on her, she really had no chance.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why there are no drinks in the library.
I know.
Finals week. It'll be over soon, though.
Hey, Amanda. Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm beyond stressed, but just one more to go.
That night, she had talked to her best friend, Amanda. They had been friends since junior high. She had talked to her on the phone before she went to sleep.
I think I just got my cap and gown in the mail. Let's see. It's black. Black and pretty. I think the ceremony starts at 11. Stop it. No, you don't have to bring anything. Right. Hold on. Hello? No, it's fine. I thought I heard something and I'm on edge. It's just been a crazy day. Nah, nothing to worry about. Yeah. Let me call you after I'm done tomorrow. Bye.
University of Tennessee senior Sandy Jeffers is hoping to get a good night's sleep before one of her final exams. Problem is, she's got the distinct feeling that someone is watching her. And she's right.
At approximately 11:30 p.m. on May the 6th, 2003, Sandy woke up, opened her eyes, and he was standing over her bed looking down at her.
No, please! Help!
Sandy's next-door neighbor can't be sure. She thinks she hears someone shouting.
Get off me!
But then it stops.
He came prepared with what we call a rape kit, which is tools to bind a victim.
He left her there, went and retrieved his vehicle, drove his vehicle to the front of the apartment, and then forcibly removed her from the apartment.
Oh, someone help me.
The neighbor initially heard a scream, looked out and saw this car, and knew this was not a car that belonged there.
The neighbor calls 911, and within minutes, Maryville police respond to the scene.
Calls like this are what you see in the movies. It's not something that happens in the city of Maryville, a small town of a population of 28,000.
So you saw him pull away?
Well, I didn't see him, but I saw the car, and it is a red Dodge Shadow, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
Did you get the license plate?
No, I didn't get it, but I did notice that there was a primer spot on the car. It was like an unpainted mark on the passenger side.
We did not have tag information, but just giving us that vehicle description was instrumental.
Officer, we need you to get a bolo out on a red Dodge Shadow. And we need contact information for a family member.
Got it.
Hello?
I got a call from my older sister, Vicky. And all she said when I answered the phone was, she's gone. Sandy's gone.
What? Just tell me what happened.
My mind didn't know where to go. I mean, it was complete shock. You know, you're trying to figure out who could have done this or what exactly has happened. The only thing that we knew was a neighbor had heard her screaming and saw somebody taking her and leaving in a little red car. It made no sense whatsoever. And I just told her, I said, just hang up the phone. Just pray.
The news spread quickly. This is not something that happens every day. And with her being a University of Tennessee student, getting ready to graduate, the media and the university were both absolutely on board with assisting us in any way that they could.
Investigators need to learn as much as they can about Sandy Jeffers as quickly as possible. They talk to her family, her friends, and her boyfriend, James.
In most abductions, it is either a jilted spouse or boyfriend.
Are you James Anderson?
Yes, sir.
And in this case, her boyfriend would have been the first person that they would have wanted to question.
Do you have a seat? So, James, I have to know where you were last night.
No, I understand. Last night, I was at work. I was there till about 11. You can ask my supervisor. He knows about this. After I got the call about Sandy, I started looking.
Did Sandy ever say anything about anyone that she had a problem with? Anyone that was bothering her or harassing her at all? Anyone at school, maybe, or work? What about an ex?
No. She would have told me if there was anything like that.
What about between you and Sandy, James? Any fighting recently or any problems between you two?
Detective, I know what you're getting at. But let me be clear. I love Sandy. I would rather have something bad happen to me than happen to her. I could never hurt her. Ever.
I'm going to need the number of that supervisor, James. And I don't want you getting too far away, okay?
The frantic search continues statewide for the red Dodge Shadow or any sign of Sandy Jeffers.
It struck me as a form of torture to take this girl on a fairly significant car ride. The psychological torture is just unbelievable. You have this young girl who never saw this coming to begin with. She's still bound. She's in his car. She has no way to call out for help. It's haunting to think of what was going through her mind.
Sandy, don't worry. Sandy, I'm not gonna hurt you.
I'll never hurt you.
And that happened yesterday at what time?
The morning after graduate student Sandy Jeffers was raped and abducted from her apartment, investigators are desperately trying to find her.
The clock is ticking. We knew that when she left the apartment complex, she was still alive. She was fighting. She was being taken against her will. So at that point, it was gather all the evidence we can to try to figure out who the individual was who abducted her to hopefully find her alive.
Also working on getting a list of all bank transactions, all recent ATM transactions, anything that may have transpired in the last 24 hours.
Sergeant. I appreciate that. That's really good. Excuse me. Perfect. I'll catch up with you in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Sergeant, you got a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to want to see this. I got something new on the Jeffers case.
Okay, so the Dodge Shadow?
Nope, I got something else. The check that was stolen at Sandy's apartment,
uh-huh.
It was used to buy a bike rack and some camping gear at the Walmart. We got him on surveillance.
Right.
The check is time-stamped at 1:14. That's the same time as the transaction.
We observed a white male and some pretty good shots of him actually shopping in the store, going all the way to the register, writing a check, signing her name.
It's hard to make out there. Excuse me, officer, could you pull up the driver's licenses for all 33 of the Dodge Shadows? Let's take a look.
It could be someone who knew nothing of the kidnapping, but it was imperative that we find this person to figure out what they did know and how they got their hands on that check. But obviously at this point, we still didn't have a name.
At the same time, Sandy's abductor is on the way to a secluded area in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, 17 miles away.
It would have had to be her worst nightmare. I don't even know that that kind of scenario would play in your nightmares.
Strongly in the top spot with an estimated $85 million haul at the weekend box office. In other news, police continue the search for missing University of Tennessee student Sandy Jeffers and are on the lookout for a red Dodge Shadow from Miss Jeffers' apartment.
No!
Officials ask if anyone has any information regarding the disappearance of Sandy Jeffers or any vehicle matching the description.
Sandy? Look at me. Listen to me. Listen. I'm going to take the tape off your mouth. But if you scream, I'm going to kill you. Shh. Nod your head if you understand.
What are you doing? No!
Come on.
Back at the Maryville police station, investigators are comparing driver's license photos from registered owners of red Dodge Shadows in the area to the image of the young man on the surveillance video. They want to know if the thief is the same man who abducted Sandy.
Wait, check this one right here.
Yeah.
I think that's a match, Sergeant.
Skeen, Aaron Lee.
Aaron Skeen was his name. We learned very quickly that he was employed at Lowe's, which was basically in the same parking lot where Walmart was.
I never heard that name before, so he really meant nothing. We still had no connection of who he was or how he even knew Sandy.
Okay, I want you to track him down. I want you to follow him.
You got it. I'm on it, Sergeant.
Perfect. Officer, can you give me a printout of that on my desk right away, please?
There was not really a whole lot to find out about him. We ran his criminal history and he had nothing. 20-year-old kid.
1078, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
He lived with his parents, about a mile and a half from the police department.
Can I help you?
Are you Aaron Skeen?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Did he look like a rapist? Did he look like a kidnapper? Absolutely not. He looked like a normal, average, everyday young man.
Do you know why we're here, Aaron?
It's about the checks, right? Listen, I am so sorry about that. I promise I will pay it all back.
We want to talk about those checks, Aaron, but we have some more important things to talk to you about.
Sure, no problem.
Did you come down to the station with us, Aaron?
Sure. Not a problem.
Either way.
It's not like he was in shock and disbelief. It's not like he said, well, what took you all so long to find me? No emotion shown. None. We did not waste any time when we got him upstairs to talk to him because, again, still in the back of our mind, TikTok. And hopefully, somewhere she is still alive.
Aaron, we know about the checks and we know how you got them.
Tell us how you know Sandy and tell us where you took her.
She wanted me there.
He went on to explain that he just happened upon her apartment one day, noticed the window was partially open, and was intrigued by that and wanted to see what was inside.
And I just kept on going back. She wanted me there. I know she did. Otherwise, she wouldn't have left the window open.
He justified in his own mind entering her apartment by saying that when he went by her apartment, if the window was open, he felt like she wanted him to come in. That to him was an invitation to enter her apartment.
That's when I took the checks. And you know, the other stuff. And the other night, she came home. I just needed to look at her.
He said he stood over her and just watched her for a few minutes until she woke up, opened her eyes, and he was standing over her.
That's when you attacked her?
Yes, ma'am.
Then what happened? Why didn't you just leave her there?
I couldn't. I just needed to take her with me.
Aaron, do you know where Sandy is now?
Yes, ma'am.
She's still alive.
The last I saw her, she was alive.
Days after Sandy Jeffers was taken from her apartment in the dead of night, Maryville police have a suspect in custody. 20-year-old Aaron Skeen has confessed to stalking and abducting Sandy. Now, police are determined to find her before it's too late.
He said the last place I saw her was on Foothills Parkway. She jumped out of my car, and that's the last time I saw her. So immediately at this point, take us to where you last saw her. Maybe she's still alive, but we've got to help her, Aaron. We've got to find her. We were filled with hope. We hoped, more than anything, that we would find her alive.
Skeen takes investigators to a scenic outlook off the Foothills Parkway. From there, he leads them into the woods.
So this is where you took her?
Yes, sir. Took her out of the car and I realized the car door was still open. So I went back to shut the door. When I turned back towards her, she was running away. Over that way. She escaped. She was alive.
Will you come over there with me? We can look together?
Sure.
On the other side of the hill, it's a big, huge drop-off. Totally wooded, no one around. So we start looking. He was definitely uncomfortable. Like he was afraid he was going to see her there. He was afraid, I think, to find her in the way that he left her. Up until that point, we still had hope that she was alive. It was heartbreaking to know that everything that you had done up to this point, that you didn't get there in time.
Put your hands behind your back.
Sir, please, sir. Sir, I'm sorry.
You're under arrest for the murder of Sandy Jeffers.
Sir, please. I'm sorry, I was just trying to get rid of the evidence, man. I didn't mean to hurt her.
After Aaron Skeen is placed under arrest, he reveals the terrible story.
I'm glad he confessed. I know it would have been a lot harder if he hadn't have. I don't think it was closure, but I think it was relief. At least it gave us some idea, and instead of just trying to put all the pieces together ourselves. To my knowledge, the only explanation that he had said as far as killing her was to cover up the rape. So just no regard for life.
I said don't stop!
Aaron Skeen never intended to let Sandy Jeffers live. In fact, he was so determined that she die, he pushed her over the edge himself. Still, Skeen never explains fully how he knew Sandy Jeffers.
Sandy didn't know that he even existed, that Aaron Skeen was even on the face of the earth. That meant nothing to her.
But eventually, investigators find what they think is the missing piece of the puzzle.
Hi there.
Hey.
The only connection that we finally made was he banked at the credit union that she worked.
How can I help you today?
Just need to cash a check.
Sure.
And from what we gathered, you know, he had come in and he had seen her, got her name from her name tag, researched her name on the internet, got her address, and started stalking her.
He would follow her. He would go into the bank where she worked and seek her out as his teller. And given the mindset of a stalker, he probably believed that these interactions meant so much more than him simply going up to a teller and her taking care of his business. So the more interaction he had with her, the more obsessed he became.
On May the 10th, 2003, Aaron Skeen was charged with the rape, kidnapping, and murder of Sandy Jeffers.
He ultimately took a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. He got a lot of years, life without the possibility of parole, plus 124 years. So, you know, I feel pretty confident he will die in prison.
The world lost in Sandy Jeffers, a bright young woman who would have contributed to society in so many ways. She had so much potential and so much to give that it's like this big hole in the earth when she's gone.
Knowing Sandy and how shy she was, it was kind of one of those situations, if it could happen to her, it could happen to anybody. You see this stuff on TV, you see this happen, and it's horrible. It's horrible. It's so much different when it happens to you. And to her, if you just knew her. I think the light went off, you know. We just, a little bit of us just died that day with her.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.